The podcast you are about to hear contains adult themes, including, but certainly not limited to, bloody, sexy imagery, profane enthusiasm, gay giggles, and horror film spoilers. If this lewd behavior will displease you, feel free to exit this podcast zone. If you're unsure, check out the overture to get a taste of what's to come. If you're definitely sticking with us, strap in and let's go.
We are starting a podcast in three, in two,
go
blast off.
We've never done a countdown before.
We have. I think we did it in season one where I blasted off too hard, too fast, and then I forgot how to do the intro of the podcast.
Whoa, too hard, too fast is my autobiography. What? No,
what?
No, nope, absolutely not.
Welcome, everyone, to Final Girl Standing, a podcast where I, your host, Alyssa, followed by the other host in the room.
I'm the other host in the room. My name is Jesse.
Where Alyssa and Jesse take two final girls from horror movie fame, pit them against each other in a March Madness style bracket to fight to the death to see who will be the
final girl standing.
And that's right. We are season two, episode two, baby. We are ready to rock and roll with the episode that Jesse's been waiting her whole life for.
It's the time is now. The day is here.
I fight
one day more.
With you. One day
no,
more.
No, it is. It is Lupita Nyong'o versus Lupita Nyong'o. Dreams do truly come true on this podcast.
It's true.
I could not be more excited. Like,
Are dream makers.
We are the music makers. Do you ever have to sing that song in UIL choir? No? Okay.
No.
I'm so fucking excited. But before we go into the details of both Lupitas,
let's structure this podcast out a little bit more. As always, we introduced you to what this podcast is. If you're new here, like I said, we fight final girls to the death.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty great.
It's feminism.
It's feminism at its finest.
Yes.
As always, we also like to start our episode by reminding our fellow listeners what a final girl is. If your first time listening is this episode, hello and welcome.
Hello and welcome to season two, episode two. Where have you been?
Where have you been?
We've missed you so much.
Get on it.
Now, we do like to describe what a final girl is,
yeah,
and how we've chosen these final girls for the bracket. So the first, our first criteria, if you will, is that a certain number of people have to die in the film besides her. She has to survive the film.
Mm-hmm.
She has to be a key player in eliminating the threat, the monster, the murderer, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The one left to tell the tale. She embodies the spirit of the final girl, and franchise girls are going to get their own brackets.
So everyone keep your panties on. We know that Sydney isn't here yet.
Trust us. We're just as excited as
we
you
are excited.
Okay. Now, the final rule, which is probably the most important one, is that we reserve the right to break these rules at any time.
Correct.
Well, I feel like I'm doing like a little disclaimer thing. Like, you know, you might have loss of limb, blah, 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 like all that stuff. Okay. But we can ignore these rules at any time. But actually, I don't know if we can ignore the rules.
Do we ignore the rules at any of this bracket?
Selections?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Maybe we were truer to our own rules this bracket than before. But anyway, that's how we decided. And let's get into
Lupita versus Lupita. So you might be thinking to yourself, what? If you're uncultured, if you have your head in the sand, Lupita Nyong'o plays both of the characters that are fighting today. And that is Adelaide from Us and Miss Caroline from Little Monsters.
A.K.A. Audrey. We'll get there.
And as always, let's introduce these gals. Let's introduce these Lupita loving ladies.
Yes. Okay, start with Adelaide. Tell me about Adelaide.
So here we go. Let's give some background on Adelaide. Adelaide Wilson, that's her full name. She is a wife to Gabe Wilson and has two beautiful children, Jason and Zora. And they are just your average American family. And a little bit more background information about Adelaide that we learned during the film is that she used to be a dancer. She used to be a ballerina. She has a tragic past, to say the to say the least. To say the least, tragic and traumatic. She inherited a beach house from her family in Santa Cruz, and that's where the majority of this film takes place, is in Santa Cruz, California, baby. Yeah. Represent.
It's pretty close to where we are.
Yeah.
Pretty close. I don't know. Like an hour. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
I've been there.
It's 45 minutes.
I've been to the boardwalk.
Yeah. I fucking love it.
Yeah.
And also, something that is unknown about Adelaide's background information is her zodiac sign.
Yes. I'll speculate.
Okay.
I have some speculation.
Okay. Great. So that's the majority of the background information we have on Adelaide. Obviously, this is a major spoiler for the fucking movie, but if you haven't watched the movie, like, I don't know, wash your ass and get the movie going. Like,
it's our first Jordan Peele.
Yeah. Oh my God, it is.
On the pod.
Fuck.
Which. Just, we love you, Jordan Peele.
We do.
Yeah.
I'm a hoe for Jordan Peele.
Yeah, 100%. I want to kiss his brain on the mouth.
Yeah, it's a good brain.
Yeah.
It's a quality brain.
It's so good.
But when it comes to this particular character, obviously the background information, if you haven't seen Us, again, major spoiler alert, but the background information is that she is technically not the Adelaide that we assumed she is at the beginning of the movie. She is... essentially Adelaide from a parallel universe below our feet. Mm-hmm. And she comes from a very weird, soulless place. So the whole like thing about this movie is that like she says that the tethered don't have souls, mm-hmm. right? Red says that at one point.
Yep.
So it leads us to believe that maybe Adelaide doesn't have a soul.
I know. It is so... It's so scary. I think what's cool about this, too, is that we had already seen this movie going into it, both of us. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't like we were sitting there and it was like some kind of scary, like, oh, my God, Adelaide was actually the underground girl the whole time.
Yeah, we knew the twist the whole time.
We knew the twist. And so because of that, we were like, oh, fuck. We understand the composure and the constitution she had to keep throughout her life, basically, up until that point.
Yeah, I think the biggest like background, before we give our like scores and impressions, the biggest background info is that, you know, she's established this very beautiful life with a beautiful family, mm-hmm. but the way she did it was by dragging her tethered to the underground, place below and locking her up and leaving her for dead.
Yeah.
You know? So that's how she started her life.
See, this is why I was saying... Okay, so can I give my explanation? Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to say this once now at the top. My notes were like upstairs... I wrote like upstairs Adelaide and downstairs Adelaide were basically like how I was trying to distinguish between these two. And like technically, she is downstairs Adelaide moving into upstairs Adelaide, mm-hmm. right? Like that is her. Like she's child downstairs, adult upstairs. Anyway, uh-huh. I'm not going to, don't worry. I will not do this.
It's extremely confusing.
I was confusing myself because I didn't realize, as Alyssa so geniusly pointed out, that the character's name is Red. So, okay. We're going to stick with Red and Adelaide throughout the rest of the season. Yeah, that too.
Yeah,
that too. But still, that's, yeah.
All right. So let's hop into our first impressions of our girl.
Okay, so for Adelaide, my first impressions were that she's an attentive? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go. Attentive, loving mother. Mm-hmm. Clearly nervous. Mm-hmm. Very cautious with her kids. Mm-hmm. And a bit of paranoia mm-hmm. when it comes to going to Santa Cruz.
Yes.
Clearly. Mm-hmm. But amazing mother. A little overly cautious, though, with her kids. Pretty much, like, from the start of the film.
Yeah.
She's, like, being a little too attentive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which I think... is an interesting point to, you know, for the fight.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Totally.
She's got like that whole protective energy.
She's got that whole mama bear energy for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Was that all?
I mean, yeah, that's my main first impression. I got all kinds of scores, but really I just want to keep it simple.
Okay,
she's
yeah.
just like in a like overly cautious attentive mother. Maybe because of that, there's some Cancer vibes and there's some like Virgo. Mm-hmm. 'Cause you know how like Virgos have that tendency to be a little like overly analytical and a little too like health conscious and stuff like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Okay.
That's my speculation.
All right.
But I'm open to other
opinions. Let me give you my first impressions and I'll also give you a speculation on star sign.
Please. Yeah.
So my first impression, very similar to you, is that she gives big mom energy, mm-hmm. right? Big mama energy. You know, she does have the eyes of an unhinged person, though.
Yes.
Like her eyes are like you stare into them and you think, what is going on? Like
the facial expressions of Lupita Nyong'o.
Give this fucking... I'm going to say it 15 times in this podcast, but give this woman a fucking Oscar.
Yeah.
Does she have an Oscar?
I mean, we'll Google it.
Okay, we'll Google it. Okay.
I can do that research while we're going.
Because it feels like she should have an Oscar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, or at least, I don't know, a Golden Globe? Like, get like what, you know? Okay, so mother has the eyes of an unhinged person. I was going to say that one of my biggest first impressions of her was her type A energy. Like, her type A energy, originally, like, when you first see the movie, is kind of read as, like, this motherly instinct. But mm-hmm. the second time around, or, like, the 15th time around that you've seen this movie, you realize that it's not so much type A energy as it is, like, I know there's horrible things happening beneath our feet. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And, like, I have to keep that secret to myself.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Almost mouse in a trap energy, too. Because I feel like she feels like she's being hunted.
Yeah. Totally.
Know? Yeah.
Okay.
She did win an Oscar for 12 Years a Slave in 2013.
That makes sense. Okay. Thank God. Oh, thank God. All right. Bless up.
Bless up.
I think she should also EGOT at some point in her life.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Because we know she can sing.
Yeah. So, oh my God, I know.
Yeah, she's got to win a Tony somehow. I don't know. Anyway, okay, so those are my first impressions. I will say that star sign wise.
Yeah, please.
I'm not sure that I can give like a good interpretation of like her star sign, but I will say the whole movie is giving Gemini energy because of the duality. You know what I mean? Mm. The two thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's beautiful.
So like the movie itself gives Gemini energy. She has her double. Everyone has their double. And, you know, maybe they're not all Geminis, obviously, because that's how the world works, mm-hmm. even though, you know, I am a Gemini. but like the motif is giving Gemini.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe even some Taurus vibes, mm-hmm. because like only a Taurus would like see the pleasures of the upper like upstairs world and be like, fuck this. I'm dragging this other little kid down here. I'm going back up. That's where they have candy apples and shit. Like,
good.
A Taurus would want the comforts.
That's true.
Not to throw Tauruses under the bus. So,
Torsos? Did I just call them Torsos? You know Torsos.
We don't zodiac discriminate here. We just make some observations.
We just make some very poignant observations.
All right. May I score?
Scores. Okay, yes, please.
Okay, amazing. So, first off, very aware of the synchronicities.
Mm.
When she's on the beach and mm-hmm. sees the frisbee mm-hmm. like fall onto the dot.
Yes.
Which I thought was a really weird thing to notice, but she was just like, it's a synchronicity. Also yeah. part of her paranoia. But
she mentions it when she's talking to Gabe. She's yes. like, these little things just keep lining up and mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I like that. I like a girl who's like in tune.
Uh-huh.
She's like, no, my gut says something else is going on. And turns out she was right. also, there was a little monster shout out.
What?
When Red is talking about giving birth to her daughter.
When she calls them little monsters. Yes, and you're like, oh my God, take a shot. Monsters.
I was like, also, I have 10,000 points to give to Red mm-hmm. for scratchy voice intimidation.
Mm, yes.
10,000 points.
We're not talking about her, but.
I know, but I just needed to give it to her.
Like, okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
You know, I'm giving her a little shout out. Okay. With Adelaide, when mm-hmm. she puts her foot down and she's not fucking around anymore, she says, you don't get to make the decisions anymore.
Yes. Uh-huh. I wrote that down too.
Put the foot down energy. Uh-huh. It's the step on me energy. she does all of this, by the way, handcuffed when she's fighting
yes.
inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
So her dexterity, I'm going to give a 10 out of 10 because Great. She's able to go through all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, she gets out of the car when they're actually in the car and then she gets out again.
Yeah.
I'm going to give her a -5 for bad decision making
yeah.
there.
Yeah,
because,
yeah, yeah.
like,
it was a bad decision.
It was a trap and it was obviously a trap and she's definitely tied to, like, she couldn't hurt the fake son and fake daughter.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which makes me think of, like,
this is also not the first time she gets out of the car in a stupid situation. Remember when the daughter, when Umbre, that's what they call the tethered version of the daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
When Umbre gets hit by, it was in the tree. And
yep,
she gets
and
out
she
of the car.
Right up to her.
Yeah.
Her empathy to mm-hmm. them is a weakness, I think.
Yeah, totally.
Think about it if it was Miss Caroline
mm-hmm.
and she
and
saw,
her
like,
kids.
And her kids were zombies.
Yeah.
She'd have to
Both
kill them.
Of these characters are susceptible to children.
Yep, 100%. So yeah, all good movies are too short. I just wrote that because I just think it's like emo, but like such a good movie and it was too short. Now, she remembers her tunnel navigation. So mm. 10 out of 10 elephants
mm-hmm.
for her memory.
Okay.
She goes back down to her place of trauma. The whole movie, she's so paranoid uh-huh. about meeting Red again.
Mm-hmm.
But when the time comes,
she's fucking
not
in it.
Hesitate.
Yeah.
She goes down the fucking escalators,
mm-hmm.
is in there, and is just like, let's fucking end this.
Mm-hmm.
She is holding the poker like the whole time. 100 yeah. out of 10 final girls, because most of the time final girls just like drop
the
it.
Fucking poker.
But
yeah.
she had that uh-huh. poker all the way down into
Hell
the
yeah.
finals. So good job. yeah. And then of course she like goes hard and kills
yeah.
kills Red. We did count.
Mm-hmm.
It is a two-body count.
It's a two-body count.
Right. The twin.
The twin.
And then Red.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she got 2 body count. And of course, at the end, I just wrote like, wow, her son knows the score 100%. Like,
yeah, 100.
Yeah. So, I mean, she makes it out on top. Those are my scores. I'm trying to keep it brief here. Okay. But like, yeah, she's pretty fucking impressive.
She is pretty fucking impressive as an individual. Yeah. I don't know. We'll get into it, obviously. Let me get into my scores.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, hit me with
so it. My scores for our girl. Obviously, we said it in our first impressions, but gives Mama Bear vibes, right? Mama Bear energy till we die. Yeah. Mama Bear energy so much so that she might make dumb decisions, right?
Yes.
In order to save the ones closest to her, aka her children, right? Yeah. Alert AF. Like, her head is on a fucking swivel this whole time, right? She is fucking making connections. She is fucking, like, aware of what is going on in these streets of Santa Cruz, right? Yeah. She realizes shit is off, right?
Yeah.
Also, she does things very, like, urgently and, like, makes the correct smart decisions urgently. So, like, remember when the family is at the top of the driveway and she immediately calls the cops? Like, she doesn't fuck around with, like, maybe we should check, like, with her husband, like, maybe we should check outside. Like, she fucking calls the cops and is like, we got to get these bitches over here to arrest these hoes.
Part of the reason behind this, though, is, like, she knows more than anybody else knows.
Totally.
So, like, she understands the threat immediately before anyone else is. So she's, like, she's got some backstage information.
Which gives home field advantage.
Yes. Ooh, it is giving home field advantage.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, underground tunnel home.
Okay. Dancer flexibility. Incredible.
Oh,
when she gets her, so she, when she's handcuffed to the table, she has to get the poker. And what she does to get the poker is she extends her fucking beautiful legs and fucking grabs it, like, with her feet. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful. And I just keep thinking, wow, this bitch should have been in the Rockettes, right? The legs are crazy. Okay. No questions, just hits a man on the head with a poker. When she opens, when they go to the other family's house, and she opens the door, and he, like, looks at her weird, she just fucking smacks him.
It's over.
In the head with the poker, no questions asked.
It's true. She really shows initiative in both of these roles, now I'm realizing.
Yeah.
Like, wow, this is shit.
Okay, let's see, what else do I have? She has the ability to go feral. Like, one of her key skills is the ability to go feral.
I think I literally wrote goes feral. Like, at the very end. Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Full on feral when she kills Red.
When she kills Red. And it's not the first time she goes feral in the movie. She goes feral on the twin. And her son sees it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh, her son is like.
Like, sees
he's
it.
He's in it.
Yeah.
He's,
you know, like, what I mean? Okay. Also, side quest. The son, like, is it just me, or does the son give, like, potentially on the spectrum vibes?
Oh, interesting. I don't know. I don't know if I was.
That's what I was reading. Like, this, like, time around watching it, I was kind of like, oh, I think her son might, like, be on the spectrum.
Interesting.
But just a fun side quest that I was thinking about.
Yeah,
I was like,
side quest.
I was like, we love the neurodiversity in the movie.
We absolutely love the neurodiversity. I didn't pick up on it personally, but
I was reading into it, like, in like the way that the daughter or the Zora interacts with him, and the way, like, other people interact with him, and she's just like, he just, like, needs, like, special attention, right? Like, when she's talking to the twins on the beach.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with what we're talking about right now, but I just thought I'd call it out.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Like we mentioned, can't kill the children, mm-hmm. even though they're the tethered children. She still can't kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, she does get the shit kicked out of her by Red.
Yeah. Like, the fight is great.
Yeah, the fight is great, and she's not winning the fight, though.
No, arguably, it's, like, one of the best fight scenes that I think I've seen in a movie, because it, like, splices together the ballet with it. I can't believe I didn't write anything about dancing. What the fuck, Jesse? Anyway, it doesn't matter. But still,
I
100%, she's, you know, losing. I mean? Like, she is beat up and then comes out on top.
So just something to think about.
Yeah, you know? she can take a hit.
She can take a hit, and also, she wasn't as, like, dexterous as fucking Red was. She wasn't at, like, she was very brute force in the fight. Like, if you're watching the fight, like, Red is making the smarter decisions, and she's just kind of like, bah! You know what I mean? Like, she's doing the feral energy thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So, definitely. Feral energy is a powerful energy.
Yes.
But if not wielded with a direction, can be unhelpful. This is the moral of the story. Okay. I think that's about it as far as my scores.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. I also missed one of mine, which is the Snow White factor, which I'm going to give to Adelaide for whistling abilities.
Oh.
Because, like, doesn't Snow White do, like, a whistle? She does.
She does, right?
She whistles very pretty.
Yeah.
And so.
She's.
Yeah. Whatever. So, we're whistlers.
Whistlers? I can't whistle.
But she gets a Snow White factor for her whistling ability. And I'm just going to go with moral of the story on this one.
Okay.
For, like, let's just, like, not culturally appropriate the Native Americans. Like, I think that's going to be my
Oh, from the I was like, where is this coming from?
I don't know. It's like when it goes from somebody's quest to, like, Merlin's forest.
Yeah.
I can't remember what they called it originally. But
they have, like, the original, like, maze, the mirror maze is, like, just basically, like, racist interpretations of,
yes,
of Indian people or Native American people.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's like, that's where the bad thing happened.
Yeah.
She went into the culturally appropriated building. And then, like, and then underground version of her came out. I'm just saying. I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence.
It began at the cultural appropriation.
Yeah, exactly. That's where it started. Okay, cool.
Okay, amazing. So that is our girl Adelaide.
Yep.
Fire flames to Adelaide. I think she's a strong contender.
An amazing movie.
An amazing... fucking Us is a good movie.
I got five on it.
The soundtrack in that film is... fucking fire flames, fire. If I do say so myself. But we have no more time. We have to go and move on to our next final girl, which is Miss Caroline, Audrey Caroline.
Miss Caroline.
Ba, ba, ba. Okay. From Little Monsters. So Audrey Caroline is a kindergarten teacher in Australia. We find out that she became a kindergarten teacher after she lost all of her money trying to be a groupie for a band that rejected her.
Hanson.
Oh, Hanson. Yeah. I didn't know that band. Is that bad?
I don't think I could name a song.
Okay, great. Cool. It's not weird that I don't know. Okay. So yeah. She used to have a crazy wild life before she was a kindergarten teacher, but now she is a beautiful, smiling kindergarten teacher with fire style and cute little skirts and dresses.
Yep.
She used to be engaged to a man named Ian, but that man cheated on her, and so they broke off their engagement. But she still wears the wedding ring as a way to ward off creepy dads from hitting on her.
Ugh.
That is the majority of information that we know about Audrey Caroline. I will say that another thing we do not know about her, similar to Adelaide, is her star sign.
Ah, star sign.
Which means we must speculate.
Do you have a speculation?
I do.
Do you want to just say it?
Okay, yeah. My initial speculation was, like, she's giving, like, Leo Pisces energy. She was giving me you a little bit. She was giving me Leo Sun Pisces Moon.
What? Shot snot out of my nose. I'm so touched. That is a huge compliment.
I mean, because she gives that, like, she's very, like, she can be very bubbly and, like, very, like, outwardly, like, she's playing fucking music for children, right? That's a Leo vibe, you know what I mean? And the Pisces moon feels very, like, you know, in touch with, like, her soft energy, you know?
Okay, what's so interesting is what I wrote is Capricorn rising.
Uh-huh.
Which is your placement. Because she's so, like, the objective, I'll get into it with my scores,
yeah.
But, like, objective acquired, objective will be fucking achieved no matter what. So there's that intense, like, go-getter energy.
She does
energy,
give girl boss energy.
Yes, which is, like, very Capricorn rising.
Yes.
I mean, that's my thought. But
so let's hop into first impressions then.
Yeah, let's do it. So, okay. I mean, the first thing we hear about Miss Caroline is that she plays ukulele and sings Taylor Swift songs. Like, somebody else says that.
Yeah.
Says that. Felix.
Felix is the boy's name?
Felix is the boy's name.
Okay, yeah.
And he's the one who says that. And then when you first see her, she is spinning and she's in a skirt with birds on it and giant pockets. I was like, yes. That's all we need to know.
That's all about we need her. To know.
Like, those first impressions, I was like, oh, she is the sunshine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think I wrote.
She is the sun.
She is. Yeah. I wrote, she's a phenomenal teacher. She lets the kids learn. I don't know. She's my fave. So no bias here, of course. So yeah, those are my first impressions.
Okay.
Because we don't know too much about her intenseness right off the bat. We just kind of know that she is sunshine.
Yes. Okay. So, I mean, very similarly, my first impressions was an absolutely adorable and wholesome teacher, can play the ukulele, teaches kindergarten. You have to be a certain kind of, as someone who's a teacher, you have to be a certain kind of person to teach kindergarten. And that kind of person is the kind of person who can smile and wave in the darkest of times. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I think that, I think her being a kindergarten teacher, like, again, as someone who teaches children, like, is truly at the heart of this character. And, like, she talks a little bit about her, like, relationship with teaching towards the end of the film. But, like, I don't know, man. Like, shout out to all the teachers out there. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all really be in these streets saving children from zombies, yeah. You know?
Oh, it's so true. We're all educators to some degree. We're yeah. all, like, I mean, you know, you actually teach children like she does.
Yeah.
I teach adults.
But still, teaching is teaching.
But we're educating.
Yeah. We're educating. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, my first impression is just that, like, man, I get why everyone's trying to hit on her, because I'd be trying to wife that up real fast if I could.
They don't leave this woman alone.
I know. Literally, anytime she enters a room, everyone's like, you, ma'am, you're the most beautiful, vibrant person I've ever met. Please, come forward.
The fucking frog hand puppet is yeah. hitting on her. It's like, okay, calm down, sir. Like, what the fuck?
Okay, should we do scores?
Yeah, let's score it up.
Score it up.
All right. Uke skills, 10 out of 10. Shout out to Luke the Uke. That's the name of my ukulele. She rolled a 20 on initiative upon the first zombie encounter.
Uh-huh.
She's at a fucking zoo. Like, yeah. Or not a zoo. What did we decide
amusement
it was?
Park.
Amusement park. Thank you. And she immediately picks up the nearest thing, pitchfork, and yeah. impales it.
Yes.
No questions asked.
Yes.
As a kindergarten teacher.
Yes.
She's like, I got this.
Yeah.
You know, like, and then her composure, 1 billion out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
She's playing the ukulele immediately after her first kill.
Yes.
Like, her first encounter, realizing what's going on, and then she's just like,
all right, everyone, let's do our song.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, she just, the objective,
mm-hmm.
she says it when she's cuddling McSquiggles or whatever his name is.
McGiggles.
Mm-hmm. And she's, like, holding him so that the children can't see her face.
And she says her job is to protect the children.
Yes, the objective is to keep the children safe. And Miss Caroline is fucking committed to the objective. And then mm-hmm. that's when I wrote Capricorn.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I feel it.
This is not a negotiation.
I love that. I wrote that down, too.
She has, like, ceramic shard in his side. Yeah. And she's, like, cuddling him. Uh-huh. She's terrifying. And I love it. I'm so here for it. She has no hesitation. We said this about Adelaide as
mm-hmm,
well.
Mm-hmm.
But her cardio is 12 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
She's zagging on those zombies.
She's zigging and zagging.
Just to get that EpiPen
yes.
for the kid.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes down to a kid, it's like.
Yeah. She's willing to do it all.
She drops down and she's covered in blood.
Yeah.
At that point, the kill count is unknown for her. We tried to count.
The amount of on-screen kills is a 3.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
But when she comes back down, she's covered in like 10 times more blood.
Yeah.
Which leads us to believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I will also give her the Fräulein Maria factor.
Oh.
I just feel like, you've seen Sound of Music.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So she is Fräulein Maria
yeah.
to me.
Like
100. The singing,
mm-hmm.
the ability in the face of Nazis, uh-huh. you know what I mean? Fräulein is able to like keep the children together and get them to sing. Uh-huh. Like she's Fräulein Maria. Also, after entertaining the children all day long inside uh-huh. that building, she just decides to unpack this, like, man's trauma.
I know.
I was like,
she's doing everyone's emotional labor. Like, I'm like, what the fuck?
She just does. Yeah. No hesitation on slapping my squiggles when he asked for a blowjob.
I love that.
10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
And the moral of the story is that we need to increase teacher salaries. That's all.
That's a good moral of the story.
Yeah.
We do. I don't get paid a lot, Jesse.
Yeah. No, I know. every teacher.
I get paid a ridiculously low amount of money.
If it were up to me, every teacher would make an insane amount of money.
Yeah. 100.
There's an optional moral of the story, too,
uh-huh.
which is stay in character.
Mm.
Which is something that.
Stay in character.
Uncle David says it to Felix when he's being Darth Vader.
Uh-huh.
And he's like plowing through stay all the zombies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, oh, I'm Darth Vader, whatever. It's so cute. But like also stay in character for.
Mr. McGiggles.
Mr. McGiggles mm-hmm. and Miss Caroline.
Yes. Because she does have a teacher. Yeah. She has a teacher persona.
Yeah, there's Miss Caroline and then there's Audrey.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And she is Miss Caroline like for like 80% of that film.
100.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Them's the scores.
All right. Well, let me give you my scores.
Yep.
So let's see. Is a Christian. I'm gonna give that a negative 5 out of 10 just because I dislike the idea that Miss Caroline subscribes to Christianity. Not that there's anything wrong with being a Christian. I don't wanna be that guy. I don't wanna be the guy who's like, oh, boo Christianity. But like as an ex-Catholic, like, I just feel like it's not the vibe. Like, to be, like, being Christian in this day and age is, like, not the vibe, you know?
I feel like the idea behind Christianity.
Yeah.
Great. Jesus. Great.
The concept of Jesus, love it.
Yes.
The execution, terrible.
You mean the actual execution of Jesus Christ?
No. That's not what I meant. The crucifixion of Jesus Christ, off brand.
Okay, totally fair.
The execution of the religion.
Correct, yeah.
Is not the vibe.
Yeah.
So I put that as a slant against her.
Sorry, I'm dying.
Okay. You said it. Gotta say it again, though. The ukulele, amazing. Let's see. Very, very good at what is the word I would use that? So in like teaching, we call it behavior management, right? Mm. When you like... You know, when you are able to like calm a group of students and like keep them on task, yes. You know what I mean? But I would go further with this one and say her behavior management skills are tenfold, right? Yes. But her crisis management skills, so her behavior management skills within crises, stronger.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Crisis management, behavior management, 12 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Conga line queen.
Yes.
When she does the conga with the kids.
So good.
Like conga, conga, conga. It's so cute. let's see. Puts Mr. McGiggles in his place like an absolute G.
Mm.
Zombie avoiding skills. She bebops around those zombies so well.
Zagging on them.
Zipping, zagging, zopping.
Yep.
Bopping. Zip, zop, bop, bop it.
Bop it. Twist it.
Twist it. Pull it. Running form is also strong. The way she, like, her form when she runs is strong, right?
Her arms,
it's good.
They deserve their own Oscar.
They do. They really do. She, I don't know if you recall this, but she has a war cry when she kills the zombies.
Like, at which part? When she's knocking the shovel head?
Yes.
Shovel heads? You know what I'm saying?
Or no. When she has the shovel and it's right before she enters the room with the blood covered in her.
Yes.
She has a, wah! She like does a scream and it's like, ah, yes. War cry. Love that. let's see. The last two things I will say is that she has the ability to serenade zombies with her ukulele and singing abilities. So that's a highly, highly covetable skill in an apocalyptic scenario.
And they tried. They tried to find the wholesome solution.
Yeah, they did. But the army said guns.
Yeah. But the army said guns.
So the moral, I think the real moral of the story of this movie is, what if we just played more music? You know?
Yeah.
What if we just sang some more songs?
I bet in The Last of Us,
if they just sang some songs.
Sing some songs, you know? The zombies would be like, fine.
Bye. Okay. And the last thing I will say is harmonizing skills. 10 out of 10. She harmonizes at the very last Shake It Off
with David.
With David in the David.
With David, Uncle David.
Uncle David in the tent.
In the tent.
In Australia. Quarantining.
I'm so sorry to whoever's Australian listening to this. I don't think we have any Australian listeners, but
if you want to be an Australian listener, g'day.
Then g'day.
G'day, mate.
From down under.
All right.
Nope.
So. Nope. So those are my scores for our girl. And it's honestly looking like this is going to be an interesting fight, man.
I know we say this before a lot of our fights, but like I am nervous because this has been so pent up in my soul for so long. Mm-hmm. And I just really think that these women like are very evenly matched.
Yeah.
Probably because they're the same woman.
Yeah, probably because it's the same person. Okay, so let's break it down for y'all. We are here to fight. Get your fucking dukes up.
Yep.
Let's duke it out.
Get it right, because we're here to fight.
We're here to fight. Yep. Where are we fighting, Jesse? We are fighting at an amusement park. That's right. We are going to create this imaginary amusement park. It's giving petting zoo, but also Ferris wheel, but also like corn dogs and churros and, you know, fighting.
Fun houses.
It's giving bumper cars.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's where we're at. We're at the amusement park. Mm-hmm. We got Miss Caroline. We got Adelaide. How are we going to do this? How are these two going to fight? Who's going to come out on top?
I mean, let's find out together.
Let's do it. Oh, okay. My God. Okay.
So where should they start?
So I'm thinking since we have the utility of an amusement park, right?
Yeah.
I think a good place to start in an amusement park is the concession stand. right?
Okay. Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? You're at the concessions.
Like, kind of like the fairway of like the different little booths.
Okay. At the concession stand, right? We are kind of mingling about, right? I think Miss Caroline bumps into Adelaide. And Adelaide turns around immediately and is like, what the fuck was that, right?
I have an interesting question for you.
Okay, yeah.
Which we've never like encountered before, but like there's no NPCs here, right?
Ooh.
Do you see what I mean? Non-playable characters.
Like randos in the background.
They're randos.
I think there might be randos in the background because it's at an amusement park.
Okay. Because we've never done others around.
You're true. Maybe we...
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if it's an empty amusement park...
Mm-hmm. Let's do an empty amusement park.
Okay. Okay, cool.
We've cleared the amusement park out.
That way we don't have to, like,
harm any
civilians in this.
Okay. So, restart.
Okay, but they are in concession area.
They're in the concession area.
Yeah.
And let's say that Miss Caroline just got a churro. She stole a churro because there's no one there to give her the churro.
Okay.
So she just grabbed the churro. She's like, ooh, churro, right? I love a churro, right? She's taking a bite of her churro, and she's backing up a little to, you know, move around, and she bumps into Adelaide. Adelaide whips her dick around and is like, the fuck, dog, right? And Miss Caroline's like, oh, sorry, lady. Like, I didn't mean to fuck it. And then she looks at her, and she's like, is that me? And she's like,
oh my God, do they have like a mirror moment? Do you think Adelaide is like, boom, trauma?
Yes. Yeah. I think immediately the trauma hits.
I didn't think about this at all.
Yeah. So I think Miss Caroline goes, what the fuck? You look a lot like me, like, lady. Like, what's up? And then Adelaide.
Yeah.
Adelaide. I call her Adelaide.
That's how Miss Caroline would say it.
Adelaide. But she's not Australian. She just lives there.
She just lives there. Okay, keep going.
So she turns around and Adelaide is immediately traumatized. She's like, holy shit, there's another one. I got to kill another one, right? And I think that's the inception of the fight is Adelaide thinks that she has to kill Miss Caroline because she's another tethered.
Okay. I think that totally makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so that's her motivation.
Initiation to start the fight.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I think that Adelaide has a corn dog.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Okay.
They're all in the way.
Uh-huh.
And, but I think initially she's kind of like, oh, fuck, I kind of got to get away from this bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I know she wants to fight her,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, I think she gets into a little bit of like.
I think she pauses.
Yeah.
I think she swats the churro out of her hand and runs.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, okay, go.
Oh, okay. What were we going to say?
Go. That's fine.
Oh, okay.
So she swats the churro out of Miss Caroline's hand.
Yeah.
And then runs.
Yeah. Because she's like, I don't know. I feel like that would be like the move that I would do. I'd be like, ah, you know.
Okay. Cool. So she's in a full-on sprint.
Yes.
And I think that she's headed for, is she headed for a fun house?
Why not?
I mean, that seems like what the logical next step because of the way that us played out,
yeah.
right? Mm-hmm. So like maybe she's like, I'll take her back down into the tunnels or some shit.
Okay.
So she's headed into a fun house.
Uh-huh.
I think that Miss Caroline mm-hmm. is like concerned.
Yeah.
And so and intrigued and she doesn't have her churro to snack on anymore.
Uh-huh.
So she just starts to run after her as well.
Uh-huh.
And they head into the fun house.
Okay.
Initially, this is not going to be a mirror room. We're not going to do the exact same thing.
Okay.
Because I think, you know, why?
So what's the fun house look like then?
So there's different stuff in fun houses.
Okay.
If you've like been in like a couple of them before.
I've only ever been in the one that's in Santa Cruz.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, some of them have like when you first walk in, sometimes there's like almost like car washing materials, if that makes sense, like things that are draping down and things to hide behind.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes there are things that pop out if it's like a haunted one.
Uh-huh.
So like sometimes there's like ghosty people mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So I think what happens is when they run in, I think that Adelaide wants to like have the upper hand here.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be one of those two-story ones. Have you ever been to a two-story one before?
No.
Oh my God. Okay. They're really cool because they go in and out of the building. So yeah. Okay. So she starts booking her way towards like where she can see any stairs leading upwards.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So maybe she's going by like exit signs. Okay. I don't know if you've ever like been inside of a house that like have little exit signs.
Uh-huh.
So while she's making her way towards that, I think that Miss Caroline gets in there and she's like gets a little scared because it's super dark in there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like all these like little, like I said, those car washy things like mm-hmm. hanging down that like are kind of passing by her face and mm-hmm. she's moving super slowly. I think mm-hmm. maybe there's like something that jumps out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gives her a jump scare.
Like an animatronic jump scare that I think she hits it
because
she's initiative.
I think she has the ukulele strapped to her back and I think she hits it with the ukulele.
Okay, I love mm-hmm. that. Oh. So ukulele's probably broken at this point. Ukuleles are not very sturdy.
True.
So, okay. So she smashes
She smashes the ukulele.
Yeah.
Right.
But now one part of her ukulele, the neck part, is pointed wood.
Yes,
so
correct.
She's holding that.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, fuck. Okay, well, no more songs, but that's okay. So she's holding the pokey thing and sees maybe the foot of Adelaide go up the stairs. And I think she starts to follow her up there.
Okay.
Okay.
She's following her up the stairs?
Yeah.
Okay, following Adelaide up the stairs. I think Adelaide now is in full feral, like coming to being feral. She's not at full feral mode yet, but she's like discovering the feralness inside of her, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I think she's like,
blood's
you know,
pumping.
Yeah, blood's pumping. She's kind of like moving around, being like, okay, what can I grab as a weapon? I need to fucking, you know, do something, right? And I think that in the fun house, she goes to, you know, so there's outside parts, right?
Yeah, so basically like when you go upstairs, it's like a balcony area. Okay. So you have to go out the balcony area and come back down, or you could just, she could just jump off.
Perfect. That's okay. What I was thinking. Yeah. So, okay. So what I'm thinking is she goes to the balcony area, right? And she's standing there and she's like, okay, what is the game plan? How do I eliminate this hoe, right? And so I think what she does is she does like a feral noise, like a nah, or like okay, something, yeah, like you know a, what I mean, rah. Right?
She makes like the clicking sound at one point.
Yeah. She makes a weird feral noise, right? And I think Miss Caroline's like, what the fuck, right? And so I think she starts to sneak slowly up towards the stairs, right? Yeah. In the foyer of the of the upstairs part of the balcony, Adelaide is standing there just like coming into feralness, right? Yeah. Miss Caroline steps up and they're now making straight up eye contact, right? Miss Caroline has the ukulele fucking knife or wood thing now, right?
Yeah.
And she's like staring at her and they make eye contact. And for a moment, we think, maybe everything's going to be okay.
But it's not. Okay. Can I
uh-huh.
step
yeah,
in?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
okay. So upon hearing that sound,
uh-huh.
she's immediately put back into zombie mode.
Yes.
Right? Like mm-hmm. she is thinking like, that thing is not completely human.
Yes.
Maybe doesn't even have a soul.
Yeah.
So I think she's got pointy ukulele stick
mm-hmm.
and Adelaide has her back to the like the edge, the cliff or whatever
yes.
of the,
mm-hmm.
the banister.
Yes.
There we go. And I think that Miss Caroline charges her.
Yes.
Yep. And knocks her over the back of the balcony mm-hmm. with a pointy thing.
Okay.
I don't know if she stabs her. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she falls all the way over the edge with her. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think what happens is that Miss Caroline runs at her and like is attempting to stab her. But instead of stabbing her, it just pushes her off the banister. And now okay. she's now Adelaide. Why would I keep calling her that? Adelaide?
No, it's Adelaide.
Adelaide. Jesus Christ. What the fuck?
You just call her Addie. That's what Abraham calls her.
Okay.
Oh, wait, not Abraham.
No.
Her actual husband's Gabe.
I'm going to call her Adeline. Adelaide. Why can't I say that?
I don't know.
Is something okay, wrong though. With me? Okay. Anyway.
You're mixing the two names together.
I am. That's what's happening. That's exactly what's happening. So she is now like dangling from the balcony,
yes.
right? And I think that what happened is that Miss Caroline also fell with her, and she's holding onto her foot. So now Miss Caroline is holding onto the foot of Adelaide, who is now holding onto the banister. So they're kind of like on top of each other, dangling in the sky.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. So apparently, the eye contact. These things are not very high up.
Yes.
So I think at this point, since she's dangling so low,
uh-huh.
I think she can let go and successfully still land on the ground safely.
Okay.
But I think she has to like get to know that.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, Adelaide is kicking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
trying to like shake her off.
Shake her off.
Shake it off. So at this point, Miss Caroline's like, fuck, and drops.
Okay? Yeah.
So she hits the ground really cool, mm-hmm. Marvel superhero style.
Okay. And then I think what happens is that Adelaide...
Yep.
Okay. Adelaide pounces on top of her.
Oh, shit.
So
okay,
she
yeah,
does,
yeah, yeah.
Miss Caroline does Superman, Avengers.
Yeah.
Superman and Avengers are two different people.
two
the Avengers. Avengers style drops, right? And I think that Adelaide drops on top of her.
Like animal style.
Yeah, animal style,
yeah.
right? Like full on feral.
Yeah.
And so then I think what happens is that Adelaide is like snapping at her, like going a little bit feral. She's like, rah, 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 right? And then I think what Miss Caroline does is she stabs her with the wooden ukulele in the side. So now Adelaide is like, oh, fuck, right?
Okay.
And she's toppled over a little bit and she's trying to rip the ukulele out of her side.
Okay. I love it. So as she's laying there trying to get her ukulele out of her side,
uh-huh.
she's lost her weapon.
Yes.
Caroline has. So Miss Caroline.
Uh-huh.
So Miss Caroline's lost her weapon. So I think she looks around and she sees a booth of like a gaming booth.
Yes.
And in the gaming booth, there are darts. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think she runs over because she's like, something sharp. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Here we fucking go. Mm-hmm. And immediately runs over to find like the sharpest thing that she can in there, which is, of course, a series of darts.
Yes.
I would imagine that she's got like pretty decent aim.
Yeah.
But we'll she's going back there and at least rummaging through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To try to find what these, you know, like a weapon mm-hmm. of some sort back there.
Okay.
And while she's back there, she's like lower than like a countertop, so it's still hard to see her at this point.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And then Adelaide is currently trying to like, do you think she would rip it out? Do you think she would have the wherewithal to keep it in?
I think she rips it out and screams. I think she goes, ah! And she screams.
I'm so scared.
And okay. then she stands up slowly and is like scanning the horizon, being like, where the fuck did this bitch go?
And her right? eyes are just like wide
yes, open. Yes, fucking wide open. Yeah. And she starts limping kind of towards the direction that Miss Caroline went, right? I think Miss Caroline at this point is, you know, ducked below. She's gathered a couple of darts. I think what happens is she like pops up a little bit and is like, where is this bitch, right? And then once she pops up, I think that Adelaide. Okay. Adelaide. Jesus fucking Christ.
No, I know. You keep questioning it, but I'm always like, that's good. That's good. You got it.
Adelaide is like running, like starts to run like towards her full force. So she sees her. And so then what Miss Caroline does is she starts chucking the darts at her, right? Yeah. I think.
Go. Tell me what you think.
I think that Adelaide like skillfully like is able to like dart past some of them.
Okay.
What happens next?
Well, I don't know. I was going to say something, but now I like feel like it's too soon to say this. Because I was going to say that, like, I think that Miss Caroline mm-hmm. runs out of darts. She's thrown a few. It's mm-hmm. not going well. Some of these darts are probably jank anyway because it's the yeah, fair yeah. Mm-hmm. and, like, you know, whatever. And so she ducks back down to grab more mm-hmm. shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this could go one of two ways. I think you can kind of, like, help me pick a direction yeah. here. Because mm-hmm. I think that either Miss mm-hmm. Caroline grabs one really fast, mm-hmm. jumps back up, and chucks it, like, as hard as she can. But Adelaide is already right there, and it hits her.
Uh-huh.
Or she doesn't make it in time. Adelaide jumps over the top of the thing, and, like, they go into, like, a
I think
tussle.
The first option.
Okay.
Okay. So where did she get hit?
That's a great question.
You tell me. You came up with it.
Well, in my mind, mm-hmm. it was going to be more gruesome and it might end the fight. Yeah, I think that she was just,
I don't think
like,
that'll end the fight.
Right into
I think
the fight.
I think it puts a dart in someone's eye. Doesn't end someone. We've seen many a horror movie where someone lives.
No, you're right. You're right. Okay, so Adelaide gets stuck in the eye.
In the eye.
By this dart by Miss Caroline.
Yeah. And so I think what happens is that because we've talked about how Adelaide is like becoming more feral, right?
Yeah.
I think that once that happens, I think that she goes, like, full, like, before she, like, when she was.
Banshee on the Moors.
Yes, exactly, right, yeah. right? She goes full feral. And I think what she does is she bites into Miss Caroline's fucking neck.
Like a zombie.
Yeah, like a zombie.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Exactly, right? And then Miss Caroline's like, ah, right? She's like, oh, my God, fucking shit, ah,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so then she, like, she pushes her off her, right? And
blood is splattered across Miss Caroline's yellow dress.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly. Blood is splattered across the dress. And then Miss Caroline is like, she's starting to bleed out through the neck. And so she's holding onto her neck and she's like limping, trying to find something. Right. And I think that Adelaide is like limping towards her with what?
No, I just got an idea.
Okay. She's limping towards her. And what Adelaide does is she grabs one of those milk bottles from the like thing and she smashes it and now is holding the like pointed thing like moving towards Miss Caroline, just like a bloody mess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So as she's a bloody mess and she's got her milk carton, uh-huh. I think that Miss Caroline's like holding her neck.
Uh-huh.
But I think she grabs... I think Miss Caroline, I don't know, we're going to see, because she's got those arms.
Mm-hmm.
She's got those fucking arms. I mean, mm-hmm. it's the same arms because it's Lupita Nyong'o, but uh-huh. trust me, okay? And I think she grabs a stuffed animal
mm-hmm.
and like with the other hand, uh-huh. right? So she's got one hand on the neck, one hand on a giant stuffed animal.
Uh-huh.
And I think that she jumps on top of, like goes full force and runs at
okay.
Adelaide, right? Uh-huh. Who's got that
Who's got the bottle, but it doesn't hit her because she's got the stuffed animal.
Exactly. Okay. So it's like a shield.
Uh-huh.
And then she's on the ground with her. And I think she starts to try to smother her.
with the stuffed
like
animal?
A giant SpongeBob.
Okay. Okay.
like,
love
like
that.
A giant prize SpongeBob. Uh-huh. And this is like smothering
uh-huh.
the face of Adelaide.
Okay. You know what I think happens next?
Yep. Tell me.
Okay. So she's smothering Adelaide. And she is like... The feral in her is like really fighting, right? She's like,
you know
what I mean? Like, you know how like Red dies? You know how Red dies in the movie?
Yes.
She's starting to die like Red.
Okay.
And I think what happens is that Miss Caroline, while she is smothering her, takes a deep breath, remembering that she looked just like her, and starts singing a beautiful song.
What's the song?
What do you think the song is?
I don't know. I think she might be singing like a goodnight song.
Yeah. I think she's singing like a lullaby.
Yeah, there we go. A goodnight song. A lullaby. Song. Yeah.
She starts singing a lullaby as she smothers Adelaide to death.
To death?
Yeah. And then once she's dead, she removes the SpongeBob and looks at her one last time and says, "Fuck this shit. I need to go get a new ukulele. I'm out of here."
I thought that was going to be something else.
And then Miss Caroline wins and makes it to the next fight.
Wow. I can't believe that.
I also can't believe. I did not think Miss Adelaide was going to, Miss Adelaide, Miss Caroline was going to win. I thought she was definitely going to lose.
I definitely, after watching both films, though, had a lot of faith in Miss Caroline because of her ability to keep composure.
Yeah.
And I think the difference between these two women was that, like, one of them could not keep their composure and the other one could.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
And so, like, in all of that, she was never panicking.
Yeah.
She was the one always in pursuit. She was the one who grabbed, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, the good news is that Lupita moves on to the next round regardless.
I know. Lupita Nyong'o. Woohoo! I love you so much.
Oh, I love Lupita Nyong'o.
Wow. Okay. Congrats to Miss Caroline.
Congrats.
We always knew you could do it.
We knew you could. And honestly, I'm really glad that she's moving on to the next fight because I love her so much.
I love her so much. Okay. Wow. Okay. This is going to be so intense when she.
I know. Who's she going to fight?
Whoever won last time, which was Sarah.
She's going to fight Sarah from The Descent?
Yeah.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, that'll be super.
Okay. No more spoilers.
No more. Okay. Yeah.
No more spoilers.
Okay.
Keep the content for later. All right. Chugga, 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 choo, choo.
Like, what's that sound, isn't it? Nope, that's not Australian. Wait. Well, I reckon there's a train coming.
I'm not even going to try the Australian accent. It's the appreciation train rolling into the appreciation station, Jesse. Thank you to Devin McNaughton for being our... beautiful voiceover at the beginning of our episode, letting folks know that this is going to be a gory and gruesome affair.
We love you, Devin.
And also, thank you to the Burly Girlies for always and forever being hot and sexy bitches.
Mm. Amen.
Yeah.
I want to thank Prince Jackson and the Good Night Network because this is a Good Night production. Thank you for making our dreams a reality.
Oh, woohoo! And let's start with some general gratitudes,
yeah,
J-Dog.
Let's do it.
Let's just get grateful. Let's get grateful in this bitch.
It's about a gratitude practice.
It's about a gratitude practice.
Yeah.
I would like to be grateful today for just the homies that we like have who watch scary movies with us. Mm. So I want to give a quick shout out to the Spooky Movie Chat.
Yeah, spooky movie.
Our group of friends who watch spooky movies with us, we roped them into watching the movies that we recorded this episode with, or that we were watching for this episode. Mm-hmm. So I just want to shout out my spooky friends because I love them so much. And one of my spooky friends is right in front of me, and that is Jessica Tucker. Mm. And I love her so much, and I want to hold her hand. And
we can do it.
Okay.
Yay.
We're holding hands right now.
Okay. Okay. Let the record show. We held hands.
So thank you to my spoopy friends. Most especially thank you to my Jessica spoopy friend.
I'm Jessica.
I know.
Now.
I called you Jessica twice.
I want to thank my co-host, Alyssa. Thank you for birthing this idea so that we can do these like silly, silly recordings together. It warms my heart and my soul and my hands. I don't know.
My hands,
literally. I also want to thank our spoopy friends. They watched Us with Us because that one was the scarier one of the two.
Spoopy.
And we wanted to make sure we had friendships around so we could make giggles and jokes the whole time. And it was fabulous. All right. Now, thank you so much to the listeners.
Yes.
Every single one of y'all, whether you're from Australia or not, you are deepest apologies.
Our deepest apologies to all of our Australian listeners for the Australian accent used in this episode.
But if you are new to the crew and you want to
get involved.
Get involved, get in touch, get a pulse on the, no, get a finger on the pulse. There
get
we go.
Get a finger on the pulse.
Then what can they do, Alyssa?
They can follow us on social media, Jesse. They can follow us on Instagram @FinalGirlStandingPod or Twitter Not or, both. Do both.
Do both.
If you have both, do both, bitch.
Please.
Please. Bitch, please. Twitter is finalgirl_pod. These are our social medias that you can head to if you want to learn more about the bracket this season. If you want to, you know, send us some predictions for the season. Maybe you just want to give us your 10 cents about final girls and what final girls are and what it means to be a final girl. Follow us on those social medias so that way we are able to connect with you. And also keep a eye out for other ways to interact with us this season. We are going to hopefully put some stuff in the pot, cook up some stuff for y'all to get even more involved with this season. So stay tuned.
We're chefs. Please stay tuned for our next episode.
Hell
the
yeah.
The two next ladies in the bracket are Cecily from The Invisible Man. yeah, I know.
I think it's Cecilia.
Oh, is it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I wrote Cecily, but it might be Cecilia. And we'll just, you know.
Yeah.
Time will tell.
Yeah.
and Aaron from You're Next. I've not seen either of these movies, clearly.
I have not seen You're Next.
Oh, my God.
This is another one that I haven't seen. Oh, okay,
oh
cool.
Oh, my gosh.
So those are your homework assignments mm-hmm. for the week. Please go watch those films.
Mm-hmm.
And as always, we will end this episode with a rip in peace to our fallen final girl. And this week it is a girl whose name I mispronounced at least 12 times in the podcast. Adelaide. Jesus Christ. I'm so sorry, Adelaide.
AKA adult upstairs Adelaide.
Adult upstairs Adelaide.
Also, rip in peace to Red.
Honestly, yeah, rip in peace to Red. She didn't deserve the life she got. So take a moment. Sit down. Take a deep breath with your tea, with your booze. I don't know. And let's take a moment of silence. Amen.
I got five on it.
I got five on it. Bum, 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 bum.
All right. Big.